Hot and sweaty. What about our hot and sweaty endeavors? Put them on ice leads to ice cold violence. Repress them leads to cancer. Forget about them leads to Alzheimer. Make them down leads to prison. Get them in business leads to little girls. As a little boy, I was really thinking that adults who are well off and decent had no sexual desires. I thought that only the mean and vulgar ones were engaging in something we boys were addicted to. It's perverse to be addicted to what at the same time you are making down as bad, vulgar, dirty, and shameful. It is healthy to be addicted to something you really value. When you are convinced that sex is good and brings joy, laughter, and relaxed and funny moments to people, then you may well be addicted to it. This addiction then does not hurt you. He went on and on, studying classical piano, playing it or trying to, and experienced only frustration over years, simply because in the realm of classical music, what was really worthwhile to be played was too difficult to play. And what was easy to play was not worth the effort to be studied, because it was petty stuff. Invariably, the music where the composer put his heart and soul and his genius he found was difficult and complex. It is not an easy tune for brain-cut schoolgirls who hammer down everything that comes under their dirty fingers. And most what is sold as piano exercises is not worth the paper it is printed upon. And even when you get one level up and play Brahms' piano etude, you certainly do valuable training, however, only for playing Brahms and not for playing Bach, Chopin or Rachmaninoff. And in general, I would rather follow Sviatoslav Richter's advice and play Brahms right away, instead of preparing for playing Brahms. The first mode is the real one. The second mode is the virtual one. The first mode leads you to play Brahms recht und schlecht, whereas the second mode buries your creativity before you ever got off the ground, because you are never going to play Brahms. It is part and parcel of our civilization to appreciate only what is painful and belittle what comes easily and without effort. That is why superlearning remains an esoteric and high-priced language learning technique for diplomats and top managers, while it was originally developed as a method for bringing out the most in the child at kindergarten level. In fact, Dr. Georgi Lozanov, a brilliant psychoanalyst from Bulgaria, had researched on the way we learn our mother tongue when we are still in babyhood, and he found that the brain picks up and stores away whole patterns, including the grammar, which explains why most of us really speak only one language perfectly and without accent, the one they have learned in early childhood.